So the Zera Shimshin has a kasha that we say the Yid Gul Aroiv. The sixth parasha says that Yaakov Yinu gave a bracha to Menashe and Ephraim. The Yid Gul Aroiv, be careful, they'll be like fish. And Chazal says, what does it mean they're going to be like fish? They're going to be protected under the water. They're going to be protected from Ayin Hara, just like fish are covered by the sea, and they're protected. So too, Bnei Yosef are going to be protected from Ayin Hara. So the Zera Shimshin has a shayla. What do you mean? Fish are protected because they're covered. They're physically covered, but we're not covered. We don't have this madriga that we're covered, so people see us. So Mele L'chair, we should have a problem of Ayin Hara. How could it be that, what are you saying, V'yid Gilurav, they're going to be like fish? Fish have a specific reason why they're protected from Ayin Hara. So he says to Teretz, I want to say a Maradika Yisoid about an Ayin. You see in the Gemara many times, but the Gemara says something's be'en. It's a Lamdish expression. Something's be'en. You see something in front of you, it's called Ayin. Ayin means when you look at something, you're making it finite. You're telling Avek, this is what it is. When we say Shema Yisrael, we cover our eyes because we cover everything out. We don't want to make anything finite. We want to say the Baruch Hashem is infinite, so to speak. He controls everything. When you look at something, when something's be'en, your eye has the ability, when you see something, to confine it to what it is. The reason what the concept of Ayin Hara means, when a person looks at something Chashom with a bad eye, you're confining the thing. You're not allowing it to stay. You're not allowing it to grow. You're suppressing the bracha. So Mela, that's the concept of a fish always has open eyes. A fish always, his eyes just are constantly looking everywhere. The koyach of a fish's eyes, the concept of a fish is that he's lamala, so to speak. Lamala menateva, even though he's covered, he's physically covered. But the world of a fish, the world that the fish lives in, is a world that's not finite. He's not mishubit to what general people look around. They say, oh, this guy has this guy has that. That's the concept of Ayin Hara. When a person lives, so to speak, Lamal Matev, Bnei Yosef had this madrega that they didn't go around. They didn't go around the chveis flaunting what they did. They didn't go around living in the public eye, so to speak, to be in public. About that they lived like everybody else. But the concept of a fish is, the yisoid of a dog is, that he lives in his own world. Dogs live in their own world. And even though they live amongst people, they live in their own world. And a male, that's why an ayin is not shalut. Ayin, the koyach of the ayin, to look at something, to have finite, is only a person that lives in that world. He's looking, he's seeing, he's posting, he's all over the place. So Mele, he lives in the world of Ayin Hara, and he's finite because the eye has the ability to make something finite, to constrain something. But if we live in the world of, so to speak, Lamalim and Ayin, then the person Zeichet has tremendous Baruch and Aslacha. We should have to remember not to look around. Again, another aspect of the eye is that it sees things B'derech HaTeva. If we don't look around and we make sure not to see things B'derech HaTeva, we close our eyes and we don't pay attention to the boss and we don't pay attention to the doctor and we don't pay attention to the deal, we close our eyes and we say Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, then we'll be Yud Gilurai, be careful, be Zeichet to Al Brachas and Atzlachas and maybe Amen.